Over here, this is in the Holy Letters from the Rebbe in the fourth volume. We're up to letter 917, and this is addressed on the ninth day of Adar Aleph in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe says, "Peace and blessing." The Rebbe says, "I'm responding to your questions." The Rebbe says, "Number one, if it's possible, if you're able to, you should complete the entire Mishnayos, the Mishnah." When you finish saying Kaddish, that would be after 11 months. They say 11 months Kaddish, so by 11 months, you complete the whole Mishnayos. It's almost impossible for ordinary people to do the entire Mishnayos. So what you could do is to divide it up and have other people study. We can talk about that. For the Yortzeit, also to include a whole tractate. I mean, again, this would probably apply to men mostly, you know, to learn who learned the Talmud and to finish with that. Number two, the Rebbe says you wish to visit the gravesite of your father of blessed memory, peace unto him, within the year of mourning. While it's the year of mourning for his mother, who passed away, which he's buried there too. There is a tradition, some people do not go to the gravesite for the entire year, from the time that they passed away, from the burial. The reason is because there is still, the soul is still hovering over there, and the family people are still connected, so it's too fresh, it would cause maybe pain to the soul, it would cause pain to the person. So some people, it's not across the board, some people, but that's in the Chabad tradition, we don't go to the cemetery. But this person was asking the Rebbe, since his father's yahrzeit is on that day, he wants to visit on the yahrzeit, he wants to go to his father's gravesite, and his mother, he was still in the middle of the year, is buried right next there, is right there. So if he's going to go to his father, he's going to be being at his mother's gravesite too, and it's in the year, what should he do? So the Rebbe says that you should stand just a little distance from your mother's gravesite, and the prayers that you say it by the gravesite of your father, and not by your mother. That'll be okay. So the Rebbe asks him, what is the other thing that he asked, what is the proper thing, what are the proper verses or the minor lashon, what to say when you go on, when you visit at the yahrzeit, when you go to the gravesite, what is the proper thing to say? And what do you say when you put up the tombstone, what do you do then? Which also, some people wait with it in Chabad, we do it right after Shiva, we put up the tombstone, we do it as soon as possible. But in other places, they wait, some people wait a year, it's very different. Yeah, that's the unveiling. So the Rebbe says, well, the Rebbe just refers him to the rabbis of the Chabad rabbis that live here, what their minig is in that. I guess two things. Maybe there is no set in stone, like something that the Rebbe would instruct, because that's one thing. And number two, the Rebbe, even though the Rebbe ruled in many, many cases, those were like special cases that were needed advisement, like from the Rebbe to make a decision. But most ordinary cases, when you would ask a question, the Rebbe would always refer you to a local rabbi, to the rabbis who rule rulings. It wasn't the Rebbe's job to go ahead and be the Rav of the community. The Rebbe was the Rebbe, but it wasn't the Rav. So the Rebbe would, most of the time, if you asked the Rebbe a question, the Rebbe would many times send you to the rabbis in the community. And the Rebbe blesses him with success in learning with fear of heaven, and the mitzvahs of Hashem are correct, and they rejoice the heart, basically to, I guess, rejoice his heart. The one who used to be the Rav, the rabbi in Lubavitch for many years, while I was growing up, probably for some 30 years over there, I'm not sure exactly the number of years, so was actually my mother's first cousin. He was, his wife was my mother's first cousin. So we had like access, easy access to the Rav, you know, of the community. He was like the main Rav of the community. We had easy access and we were able to be dilat together. And interesting, one summer, we used to go up to the Catskills, to New York Catskills, and we used to go up there. We were spending in a bungalow colony, we used to call it. And one year, I spent together, the rabbi was there, and I was there that year. And most of the men would actually be working in the city. They'd come for the weekend, and the women would stay in the bungalow colony with the children. So it wasn't that many. So it was me and the rabbi, and he was there, so we schmoozed a lot together, and he would tell me a lot of you know, different stories and a lot of different rulings. You know, I schmoozed with him. He didn't have too many people there. I didn't have, so we kept each other company. So one of the things he would tell me is that he says, you know, that the Rebbe would always send all halachic questions. The Rebbe would send to him, because if somebody asked the Rebbe a question, the Rebbe says, go ask the Rav. So that ended up at his table. All these questions. And he was telling me, you know, a lot of the people ask questions that wasn't the run-of-the-mill kind of questions that you ask in halacha. What happens if you put a milch spoon by accident into a fleishika pot? What is it, kosher? Or things like that. Here you dealt now with the whole movement now, who there was a lot of people, Baal Tshuvas, you know, people that came, just joined, and they had very little background or knowledge about Yiddishkeit, and they were very religious. They wanted to know, you know, the details, and sometimes because it was so foreign to them, they didn't know, they would ask like outlandish kind of questions. He says that the Rebbe sent all these questions to him. He says he didn't know what to do with a lot of his questions. He did not answer those questions. He says, you know, they would ask, you know, a lot of questions. But that, I'm just saying, the Rebbe would, most of the time, when you asked him, just anybody would ask the Rebbe a question, the Rebbe would send them to the rabbi should answer.